A prototype in-river hydropower system is currently in operation in Igiagik in southwest Alaska. It's part of a recent surge of research that's pushed the technology closer to becoming a reality for rural communities seeking an alternative to diesel power. From KIYU in Galena, Tim Bedoni has more.
In-river hydropower does not rely on dams. Instead, it captures the free-flowing energy of a river to spin a turbine and create electricity, like a windmill for the water. But prior tests of small in-river hydro units at Ruby and Eagle on the Yukon River have not gone so well due to interference caused by driftwood. Unlike the design tested at Ruby and Eagle, which was suspended just under the surface of the water by a small pontoon platform, the prototype in use at Igiagig right now sits on the river bottom. It's much wider than it is tall and looks like an old-fashioned push lawnmower rather than a typical windmill or table fan shape. The prototype is called the RivGen, and it was designed by Ocean Renewable Power Company, which is based in Maine but has an office and several projects underway in Alaska. Monty Worthington is ORPC's Director of Project Development. Having a hydropower system sitting on the bottom of a river, Worthington says, has several advantages. It works quietly and out of sight, but more importantly,
gets us down below the floating debris in a river, and that can be wood, that could be ice in some cases, but anything that's floating on the surface of the river, we are no longer in the way of. And it also includes impeding navigation in certain areas, so we can be down at a depth where boats are still able to pass freely over the device.
The RivGen test site on the Quijack River at Igiagig is clear and mostly free of debris, not an ideal place to test the turbine's ability to deal with driftwood and silt. But the clear water does give researchers a better chance to watch how the blades impact fish, another important environmental consideration that hydropower designers must deal with. At a test site on the Tanana River at Nenana, researchers from the University of Alaska Fairbanks Alaska Center for Energy and Power are putting some different in-river hydro designs through their paces in a more challenging environment, including lots of driftwood and silt. The most recent design to be tested comes from Oceana Power Company. It's suspended just under the surface from a barge and looks like a ring with shark fins embedded around it. According to Alaska Hydrokinetic Research Center Program Director Jeremy Casper, the Oceana system worked without a problem for a month last fall and a month earlier this summer. The Oceana unit was protected by a UAF-designed debris diverter placed just upstream, which Casper says was highly effective.
The debris diverter is kind of a V, and we can adjust the angle, and at the tip of V, there's a cylinder that rotates. And when the debris hits that cylinder, the debris starts to rotate it and then slides off down the sides.
Future research is going to look at the potential problems caused by subsurface debris, like waterlogged trees and root balls that bounce along the bottom of a river. When silty water does not allow for video cameras to get a look at what's going on, Casper says the researchers will rely on sonar.
The other thing that we're going to be doing in conjunction with the sonar is having a mechanical means of detecting debris. Basically, we're going to put down a grate down towards the bottom and see if we can get some simultaneous impact measurements along with the sonar. So then we'll know what the sonar is seeing and what the impact forces are.
As more of the engineering hurdles are crossed, Casper predicts that in another 5 years, in-river hydropower systems will be ready for widespread use across Alaska.
I'm hoping we start seeing and start convincing the Department of Energy that they really need to fund these pilot projects in places like Alaska. And I think what we'll probably see in the next few years is a few communities, Igiagig is almost there, adapting these technologies with partnerships, basically, between the developer and the community.
Regardless of the technical advances with in-river hydropower systems, no one thinks they can survive spring breakup. So they're all being designed to be removed from the water in the fall or winter before the ice goes out. In Galena, this is Tim Bedoni.